Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheeben with Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, I tell you, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that Anna Von Reitz article where she knew that Pfizer, the vaccine company producing the COVID-19 vaccine, is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, who owns the Wuhan lab. And just the fact that you have GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, Vanguard, BlackRock, the World Health Organization, and the World Bank in the same sentence is blowing my mind. I mean, I think everybody knows that the U.S., regarding that Italian court ruling, it was a blackout in the U.S. where the Italian court ruled vaccines cause autism, and that was a GlaxoSmithKline product, and they've paid out millions and millions and millions of dollars to victims kind of in a secret court situation. I mean, this is very disturbing. I just, in the fact that I worked for this corrupt company, it's just, wow. I mean, like I mentioned, Dr. Shealy, this is a national worldwide health and security emergency just with this one article alone. But Dr. Shealy, right before the break, I asked you about intravenous vitamin C, where to get it, how much you should take it, how often, how efficacious it is, and how well it would work for prophylactic therapy, kind of on a regular treatment. And could you mention your answer to that again, please?
Well, actually, if you take adequate vitamin D3 and adequate vitamin C and vitamin B complex by mouth, you may not need it prophylactically. But if you want to take your chances to expedite things, I would take it maybe once a month during this kind of time. On the other hand, if you have already got a problem, whether it is any kind of immune dysfunction, any kind of infection or cancer, then I like to give it in doses of 50 to 75 grams, depending on weight, three times a week for up to 20 doses. Now, when you give increased vitamin C, you must give some other things. It's called a Myers cocktail, but it basically includes some calcium, some magnesium, some B-complex, et cetera. And I have been doing this since 1979. I have a number of true cures, unequivocally out-of-the-box cures of cancer and many other illnesses, and no complications using intravenous vitamin C.
So you think if someone is healthy, they can take their vitamin C, their B-complex, and their vitamin D3PO, but if they have comorbidities, they have cancer, their immune system is compromised in any way, you recommended taking vitamin C intravenously with those other additives. Now, Dr. Shealy, you are obviously not seduced and bought and paid for by Big Pharma for certain therapies. So how do people who are listening to this around the country and around the world say, how do I find a physician who's willing to give me regular doses of intravenous vitamin C, if anything, for mental prophylactic health? If someone may be a little
holistic, if they don't list themselves as being holistic, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, they probably will not do it.
I see. And what percentage of physicians or diagnosticians are categorized that way, Dr. Shealy?
Less than 1%.
So wow. So they have, so the actual average Joe patient, the lay person out there listening, is going to, is there a website of physicians or diagnosticians that are out there, or are they, are the physicians themselves afraid to give this information to the public?
In general, physicians, since the word holistic was introduced in 1978, the establishment has done everything in its power to destroy the word. They finally converted it to complementary, alternative, and then to integrative. Integrative, in my opinion, is, well, most of the time sucks. People call themselves integrative when they add one thing and nothing comprehensive. So unless they call themselves holistic, I won't trust them.
You know, even if, Dr. Shealy, even if things like intravenous vitamin C goes on the black market because the powers that be won't allow this type of therapy anymore, I mean, it's still risky because you never know if this is tainted. I mean, you can't even approve, you can't even put your stamp of approval or certification in your own mind on something that's FDA approved these days, with what's coming out with the vaccines and depopulation and just everything that we talk about. How does the average person know what to believe and what's valid?
Well, the average person has to use their common sense and references from other people that they know. That's all there is.
Wow. All right, Dr. Shealy, I'm going to move on to more articles and get it, and pick your brain as much as I can before we run out of time. Next article, landmark study highlights health threats of 5G on people and the planet. And 5G and 4G both linked to cell and tissue damage and DNA destruction. And when you combine this with these mRNA vaccines, Dr. Shealy, that admits changing your DNA forever, what your comment, please?
Well, I don't like 5G. I don't like 3G. I think it is dangerous, and one of the reasons I live on a farm is to get as far away from it as I can.
Okay, next article. COVID-19 vaccines contain deadly epitopes that cause autoimmune diseases. Can you talk more about autoimmune diseases? I know we did that a little bit last week, but can you go into a little bit of detail? And let me, you know, I'm noticing from people that I know that more people are getting what's called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune form of hyperthyroidism that involves in the production of autoimmune and thyroid antibodies, where females get 20% more than males. And this Hashimoto's thyroiditis starts with hyperthyroidism and develops due to prolonged exposure to excess estrogen. Now, could this be because we have so much estrogen mimickers in our foods today? I mean, why is this becoming more common, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's becoming more common because, actually, so many of the stressors today deplete you of DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone. In other words, the number one monitor, if you will, is finding that your DHEA has gone down 50% or more already. And that means that your total hormonal system is screwed. But autoimmune is something that is, that this body actually attacks one or many different organs and destroys it as if it was a foreign body. Thyroid is just one of them with Hashimoto's. Probably the best known one is rheumatoid arthritis. There's lupus erythematosus. There's psoriasis. There's a whole wide, wide variety of list of autoimmune diseases in which the body is actually destroying itself, unfortunately, because, well, the immune system is shot.
You know, speaking of having the immune system shot, you know, we've talked about fluoride many times. You know, it's often attributed to cancer. It's a main ingredient in rat poison. China labels it as a pesticide. It's associated with female sterility, making the population. I mean, it's just, so my question to you is, with like municipal water, is there a way that people can dilute that fluoride that comes out of their tap because they can't afford other sources of water and nourishment and hydration? Is there...
They did a Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, filter. I don't remember what it cost, but about $60. And it will filter the water and get rid of fluoride and chlorine. And that's what we have here in the office here in Springfield. I wouldn't think it's Jakey City water.
Now, Dr. Shealy, we probably depressed a lot of people with talking about truth and medicine and what's happening with so much corruption in healthcare today. So I'm going to give you a little comedy break and ask you a personal question. Now, you've been married before, right?
Yes. Well,
do you have any children?
I have 3 children and 5 grandchildren.
Okay, and tell me briefly about your children.
I'm sorry?
Tell me briefly about your children, female, male.
Well, I have two males and 1 female children. They are 55 to almost 60 years of age.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know that according to Nancy Pelosi, you are now a bigot, racist, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, because she is now literally banning gender terms like mother, daughter, father, son in the house.
Nancy Pelosi is as crazy as anybody you know. I don't know.
And I always use this disclaimer, Dr. Shealy, especially when I'm talking about election and voter fraud, everything. I mentioned so many articles that are so surreal, so stupid, so unbelievable, so 1984, so propagandish and hoaxes that I usually give, if I remember, a disclaimer at least once per show, and that is I do not make up these articles. They're all published articles in the public domain, and I make comments about it. I mean, to have this... With the information that we have, basically we have devolved and eliminated all learning and exchanged it for propaganda being sold to the highest bidder at every level, science, math, academia, voter polls, voter elections, the judges, the lawyers, the courts, pretty much every U.S. institution that was once had validity and credibility and respect is now all gone. Do you have any comments about that, Dr. Shealy, before we move on?
Truth without consequences.
Remember that show, in the, I think it was 60s or 70s, Truth and Consequences. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I meant. I was referring to that. It no longer exists as consequences.
That's right. Dr. Shealy, my next question to you is regarding medicinal purposes of silver, like putting a silver coin in your Berkey filter that you just mentioned, or colloidal silver underneath your tongue. What's your opinion on that for prophylactic therapy?
It's good. It is good therapy. It's nearly as good as vitamin C and vitamin D.
Is that one of the reasons they refer to wealthy people as having a silver spoon in your mouth?
Well, I think they were talking more about owning the silver itself than using it in the mouth. However,
the stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, right before the break, you were talking about silver, and you were saying how vitamin D, vitamin C, is, and B complex is more beneficial, but the you were interrupted by the commercial. I was wondering if you wanted to finish that thought.
Well, yes. Silver, or colloidal silver, is good for your immune system. I don't think it's as good as vitamin D and vitamin C. But it's safe within reason, and if you want to add it to it, I certainly agree to it.
So let's say somebody wants to take vitamin D3. Would that be good enough for an overall broad-spectrum vitamin D, or should they take vitamin D, generally speaking, along with D3, Dr. Shealy?
Well, you need D3 and C and A, actually. That is the basis for the immune system. Now, if you weigh 140 pounds or more, you can take up to 10,000 units of D3 a day or 50,000 once a week. If you weigh under 140 pounds, you can take 5,000 a day or 50,000 three times a month.
Now, are there any metabolism or absorption issues with these vitamins, taking with food, without food? What's your recommendations in that context?
In general, it depends on your, obviously, your digestive system. I take a huge number of vitamins in the morning with my morning meal, which is actually a slush. I get 60 grams of protein and the equivalent of 20 servings of fruits and vegetables and most of my daily vitamins at about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
You're a disciplined man. Dr. Shealy, next article here is New York is pushing legislation to support internment camps because of COVID. Now, regarding restitution and protection for the people and legal rejections of vaccines because of the Hippocratic Oath or because of, a lot of things, like abortion fetal tissue. I mean, what the heck is going on, and how do the people fight against something like this, Dr. Shealy?
I don't know how you fight against that kind of government. It is beyond belief. It is evil, 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 all the way to the core.
You know, the next article here is titled Audit the Dead, because car crash victims, drowning victims, dementia, stroke, heart attacks, everything is being listed as COVID deaths, not just in certain states, but around the country. And that's got to be, I mean, when you have a patient come to you and say, Dr. Shealy, I mean, what do I believe when the powers that be are pushing this vaccine, and I do a little research and find out that so many people who have had comorbidities are really dying because of that disease and not so-called COVID. What do you tell your patients when they ask you these questions?
Well, I've given out probably a dozen or more letters stating that I think this person is at great risk even wearing a mask, because of various illnesses they already have. And so that's the best you can do in today's crazy world.
Hey, here's another article. Swiss patient dies shortly after receiving COVID Pfizer vaccination. And doctor is an urgent alert. Dr. Heinrich Feichner, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, if you've ever heard of him, he's calling this vaccine, quote, it's a killer vaccination, unquote. Your comments, Dr. Shealy?
I agree. I say, to get me to take a vaccination, you have to shoot me with a gun first. I will not take it. I will not allow it if I can resist.
I just don't understand, Dr. Shealy, why the Hippocratic Oath is even mentioned, is even valid. They're even making physicians sign it or rehearse it. What is the point? It seems like it's totally null and void in this corrupt world we live in.
Well, as far as I can tell, freedom is null and void right now. I think the entire country's gone crazy as hell.
All right, everybody, we appreciate you being here. Rich Sheeben with Dr. Norm Shealy. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reversed a decision to bring the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier home from the Gulf, with the Pentagon saying that due to recent threats by Iran, the Armada will stay in position. Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything. A pastor was killed and 2 other people were injured in a shooting at a Winona, Texas church Sunday after the pastor confronted a man who had been hiding from police in the church overnight. After a manhunt, a suspect was arrested in Harrison County. WFAA is reporting the pastor killed was 62-year-old Mark McWilliams. Tanya Roberts, the one-time Bond girl, Charlie's Angel, and That 70s Show actress, has died. She was 65. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All 32 teams played Sunday in the National Football League, the final week of the regular season. We now have a playoff picture and who's in the hunt for the Lombardi Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
The matchups are set for the first weekend of the NFL playoffs. With each conference having an additional team participating, next weekend we'll see 6 wildcard games. On Saturday, the Indianapolis Colts will take on the Buffalo Bills. The LA Rams head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. And the Washington football team will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Sunday, the Tennessee Titans welcome the Baltimore Ravens in a rematch from last season's divisional round. The Chicago Bears take on the New Orleans Saints, and the Cleveland Browns will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a rematch from their Week 17 game that saw the Browns clinch their first playoff berth in 18 seasons. The Kansas City Chiefs and Green Bay Packers received first-round byes as the top seeds in the AFC and NFC, respectively. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now that the holidays are officially over, John Clemens has more on getting mentally ready for 2021.
Jerry Weiss-Corvelly of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by OnePoll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the class, everybody. Rich Sheeben with Dr. Norm Shealy. And, you know, today in our corrupt system, you know, I have two articles right here in front of me. Health physician in Mexico admitted to intensive care unit after receiving Pfizer vaccine. And Robert Kawasaki said Big Pharma threatened to have me killed for criticizing the coronavirus vaccine. I do not write the articles. I just report on them. And it's really difficult, Dr. Shealy, with today's experts and official authorities, and I use those terms in quotes, when they're all bought and paid for or blackmailed, it's very difficult what to believe. And Vince sent me an article, he sent me a quote from Thomas Jefferson. I'm going to read it. And it says, peace is that brief, glorious moment in history when everybody is standing around reloading.
Well, I still think it's damn close to 100% chance of a civil war this year.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I think we do this, Dr. Shealy, is to wake the people up and have the people control their own destiny. We're in a time that we have to put, I'll give you a paraphrase or quote from me now, not that I'm even close to Thomas Jefferson, but we need to put our country first, okay? We need truth, freedom, rule of law to prevail before your group, hyphen, and pronoun. And to do that, we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability and justice for all. We have to stop demanding to lower the bars of standards and qualifications on it for a job based on some political correct narrative. That's what's destroying us in a nutshell. All right, Dr. Shealy, we have less than half an hour left, and I need to pick your brain if you don't mind. This is a very sad article I have here. California ensues no age limit for transgender double mastectomies. Your comments, sir.
Well, I think that anyone who wants to be transgender needs serious, true psychotherapy with past life therapy. That is not an acceptable, in my opinion, is not a reasonable thing to consider ever, ever, ever.
I don't think anybody listening to this broadcast around the world would disagree with you, Dr. Shealy. I have two articles here. World News: Canadian minister jetted to Caribbean while lecturing people to sacrifice holidays because of COVID. And another article here, a Chicago teachers union leader claims it's unsafe for teachers to return to work, but they're still getting paid, so she's tanning by a poolside in her bikini in Puerto Rico. Dr. Shealy, when people hear, you're a very educated man, mostly not just because of your experience and your qualifications and your diagnostician degree, but you have common sense and logic, words that you use every time I'm on the radio with you. But how can anybody take any of this seriously when you have hypocrisy and double standards by teachers union leaders, by physicians, by so-called health ministers? I mean, how can you believe these people when they're caught every day, Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom, going to restaurants, not wearing masks? How can you, when you're getting caught not practicing what you preach, what kind of credibility do they have, Dr. Shealy?
None.
Let me ask you another question. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Well, how can you have credibility when you're lying or stupid or both?
All right. So what I'm doing, Dr. Shealy, is I'm asking for comments on these articles. In between, I'm asking you questions that I have prepared and written down. My next question for you is, a lot of people are commenting about dentistry, about the fillings in teeth and any systemic toxicity that occurs from fillings. Do you have any comments on that?
I'm sorry, toxicity from what?
From tooth fillings. The fillings.
All silver amalgam fillings are toxic. They're 50 to 60% mercury. In my opinion, the dental profession as a whole is as evil as the tobacco industry. They are responsible for fluoride in the water and silver mercury in the mouth.
So for people who, like myself, who grew up in the 60s and 70s, and, you know, we had these toxic fillings, what do you recommend people do?
Find the one or two honest dentists in the town where you live, get them taken out, and hopefully they'll give you some big dose of vitamin C while doing it. I had all mine removed in 1981.
Wow. Wow. Okay, next article, Dr. Shealy. woman arrested for sharing video of an empty hospital in England. And this is happening around the world where people are going in because the so-called COVID pandemic is so bad, they're going into these hospitals and they're seeing there's nobody there. I mean, how can people believe this when the pictures and the videos show otherwise?
Well, if you see that, then you know they're lying. I mean, it's that simple. Unless they somehow can fake the video.
Yeah. Influenza cases are down 98%. But last week when we talked, there's a new category called PIC, pneumonia, influenza, and COVID. And now they're saying influenza is down 98% because so many other disease states, whether it be respiratory or not even, are going into the COVID mortality category to up the numbers. And I believe I have an article somewhere regarding, I have so many articles. The CDC just came out with death rates, Dr. Shealy, where there's no difference in death between this year and last year, or 2020 and 2019. In fact, this year might have been even lower, and the big death increases were suicide, drug overdose, and infant and young people mortality. Your comment, please.
Well, that's what I've been saying since March of this past year, and the CDC, I call it the Center for Death Control. I wouldn't trust them to tell me the time of day.
Yeah. This guy, Dr. Gupta, says getting vaccines, and the CDC says something similar, doesn't stop infections or the spread of COVID-19. What? Isn't this another reason, using common sense, not to get a vaccine if they're saying it's not going to stop infections or the spread, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely. Again, you got to hit me with a gun first before I will can be given the vaccine. I refuse to do it while I'm alive.
Next article, Ontario top health officials caught on mic prior to the COVID briefing. Quote, I just say whatever they write down for me. Unquote. Dr. Shealy.
Nonsense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. When you have so-called official authorities and experts in quotes saying that they'll say anything that's written down for them because they tell them, how can anybody believe that? Next article, new laws allows children to be vaccinated without apparent consent or knowledge that they were going to do anything. Dr. Shealy, when you have a patient come in, you've been practicing 64 years, and you just do whatever therapy on the patient, do you, especially if it's a child, do you ask the parent for consent before you go ahead?
Well, of course. I can't see a child, anyone under the age of 18. I can't see it without the patient, the parent.
These people should be put in prison, Dr. Shealy. This is really bad. You know.
Well, I'm beginning to think about half the country needs to be put in prison.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, legal doesn't mean safe, whether it be drugs, whether it be vaccines, whether it be contaminations in tap water. Even tap water now is linked to over 100,000 cases of cancer in America. I know we talked about water, but can you comment further on that besides it? Is there any other choice besides having a water filter in your home?
No, it's absolutely essential. Now, if you live on a farm, you may still have some water that's decent. However, 75% of all the rain that falls now has glyphosate or poison in it, and therefore even our well water is beginning to be contaminated by one of the worst poisons in the world from Monsanto.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Monsanto's little brother, Bill Gates, he's talking now about, I mentioned this to you last week, but we'll go into a little more detail about blocking the sun's rays. He wants to block the sun. And this has been done basically since the 90s, spraying particles in the atmosphere with aluminum dioxide and barium salts and stuff like that. But isn't that also going, besides reducing crop yields and vitamin D deficiencies, just the geoengineering of this, plus these are fire accelerants. Your comments on this ridiculous therapy.
I don't know one good thing Bill Gates has produced in his life, including the awful Microsoft program. Whatever it is, it's got to be the biggest crap ever produced for a computer. But that's typical of Bill Gates.
But it's amazing to me. How are these people getting away with this stuff, Dr. Shealy? Really? I mean, how is it because
they want the money to control the world.
Okay, Dr. Shealy, next question. I'm looking at my clock here, and I know I'm moving a little fast. I apologize. But if you feel the need to go into detail and specificity, please do for our listeners. What are the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids and some examples?
Well, omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil in general are from emu oil, are essential for many, many different things in the body. If you're missing basically about 3,000 milligrams a day, you're going to have trouble.
Okay. Now, regarding this can be a very lengthy question, but I think it's a very important one, especially with today's anxiety, which is directly related to a reduction in our immune system. Talking about lowering risks of cancers regarding superfoods. Can you give us a list of superfoods, Dr. Shealy?
Well, superfoods are essentially vegetables and fruits. Now, personally, I take them as a dried powder. ORAC, rich greens, and berry, B-E-R-R-Y. Out of those, I get 10,000 equivalent of 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Then again, another 5 from a certain type of moringa, M-O-R-I-N-G-A. And then I take some goji berries and a few other things to wind up with at least 20 servings of fruits and vegetables. Those are real superfoods.
Okay, Dr. Shealy, hold that thought. We'll be back after this last break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in with Dr. Norm Shealy. This is our last segment, and I just want to say we really appreciate you being here. We hope we're giving you news. And Dr. Shealy, it's always, always an honor to interview you and be with you on the air. I really appreciate it. And Dr. Shealy, before the break, you were talking about superfoods. I was wondering if there's anything you wanted to add before the commercial break in the last segment.
Nope, I'm doing fine.
Okay. My next question to you is, when we were growing up as kids in the 60s and 70s, we were playing in the dirt, climbing trees, drinking from dirty hoses. You know, we built our immune system. Can you talk about what we can do today to make our immune system a little stronger and add into that conversation with all the antibiotics that we've taken in the 80s, 90s, and even in the early 2000s, you know, cephalosporins, the Cipros. We've taken so much stuff that we've built like a bacterial Frankenstein in our bodies. What do you recommend regarding what I just said?
Well, probiotics. Now, personally, I take G as in George, R, 8, the number 8, Docilus. And I like either plain kefir or plain Greek yogurt. I think almost everybody needs to do one or the other or both of these in order to reestablish normal bacteria in the gut. Remember, there are more bacteria cells in your intestines than there are cells in your body in a lot.
Now, speaking of bacteria, we talked about this briefly last week, Dr. Shealy, when I interviewed you. Regarding masks, I've read how it creates bacterial pneumonia, staph infections, hypoxia, increases gum disease by 50%, and that the gum disease, the bacteria in the mouth, is closely associated with heart attacks. And at the same time, there's no legitimate proof or studies to show safety and prevention of anything wearing a mask. Can you comment on that?
Well, there's no evidence whatsoever that wearing a mask is good for you or for anybody. Period. End report. It's all a lie, and a typical Fauci lie.
Would you also agree, Dr. Shealy, that this 50% increase of bacteria that's in the mouth and that bacteria is associated with heart attacks? Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. That's been known for many years, yes.
I'm baffled, Dr. Shealy, every time I'm on the air with you and I mention these articles and I hear what you have to say. I just can't believe that with the Hippocratic Oath that's out there, and our judges, lawyers, and courts have sold the people out. Dr. Shealy, regarding natural cataract therapy, I've heard you discuss this before. What do you recommend for a natural cataract therapy, and how functional or efficacious would that therapy be?
One drop of United States Pharmacopeia castor oil in each eye once every day for the rest of your life. It is almost, if you start it early enough, it's almost 100% effective.
So defined early enough, is it by age or by diagnosis of the disease?
Well, it's by diagnosis. Cataracts, the person looking in your eye can say, well, they're early, medium, or advanced. If they're already advanced, it may be too late. But if you start before it gets to the advanced stage, definitely castor oil.
And what quality of castor oil do you recommend again?
United States Pharmacopeia, USP. If it's still that on the bottle, you've got it.
Do you sell this on your website by any chance?
Yes, it is on my website.
And your website again,
Your holistic doc, realholisticdoc.com.
Okay, could you please spell that one more time, please?
realholisticdoc.com.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I think I'm going to buy a bottle myself, Dr. Shealy. So if you get diagnosed with early onset of cataracts and you start taking this this therapy, you think that you'll never need cataract surgery? Odds are for the rest of your life, if you take this early enough, would you say that?
I do indeed. I've got scores of patients who've done it.
Now, you were talking about yogurt. This is our last question of the morning. You mentioned eating plain yogurt. Is that just to eliminate sugar?
Well, plain yogurt, yeah. We don't want to use the flavored yogurt because we get sugar in it. That damages what you're getting.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, again, it's always an honor. Thank you so much for your time. You have a great day, sir. And thanks for being here, everybody. You'll hear from me tomorrow morning. You all have a great day.
Blessings. Have a good one.
You too, sir.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor, and The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727.
800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.